Merger Meltdown. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Shares of Sun Microsystems are down almost 25% this morning. That's a result of a deal between Sun and IBM breaking down over the weekend. IBM was looking to pick up Sun for about $7 billion, but a spat between the company's boards of directors may have put this merger on ice. Marketplace's Steve Henn has the latest.
Sun's having one of its worst years this decade, and its stock, which had been up sharply on merger rumors, is falling this morning on news its deal with IBM may be on the skids. Peter Falvey is co-founder of the Boston investment bank Revolution Partners.
Do you think that there is some brinksmanship that's being played?
Sun Microsystems' board was reportedly worried that the proposed deal gave IBM too much freedom to walk away at the first sign of trouble.
And I think Sun is pressing their position on their demands to the point where I think IBM is getting uncomfortable.
The biggest fear was that American or European antitrust regulators might impose tough conditions on the deal and that IBM might decide in the end it just wasn't worth it.
From what I have heard, I think some of the diligence has not gone as well as IBM had hoped.
Regulators could force a combined firm to spin off pieces of its business to preserve competition. Sun agreed to accept a lower price in return for promises IBM wouldn't walk away. But in the end, Sun's board didn't get the kind of guarantees it was looking for, and IBM withdrew its offer over the weekend. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The four-week rally on Wall Street is on pause this morning. There's a cautious mood out there in part because first-quarter earnings season kicks off this week, and that could include some worse-than-expected reports. Also, billionaire George Soros said in a Reuters interview this morning that U.S. banks are, quote, basically insolvent. And so the Dow is down 134 points right now, nearly 1.7% to 7,882. The NASDAQ is down 2.3%. The S&P 500 down just over 2%. Markets in Europe ended lower for the day, and Asian markets closed with gains. The downturn in stock markets is bringing oil down a bit today. Oil prices are below $52 a barrel this morning. The national debate over offshore oil drilling resumes in earnest today. The Department of the Interior will hold the first of four public hearings around the country, starting today in Atlantic City. Joel Rose reports.
The hearings will focus on a controversial plan to open up the outer continental shelf for more oil and gas exploration. The Bush administration was all for it. Then in February, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar put the brakes on the plan, but he told the AP he hasn't ruled it out completely.
There are places that are appropriate for exploration and for development, and there are places that are not.
Environmental activists want the Obama administration to go a step further.
That should be off the table.
Cindy Ziff of the Ocean Action Council in New Jersey plans to testify against exploration at today's hearing.
It's really an oxymoron to have a green energy policy when you're actually expanding drilling in one of the most environmentally sensitive areas on the planet.
Ziff says exploration would hurt the state's tourism and fishing industries. The Interior Department estimates there are 18 billion barrels of oil in the outer continental shelf that remain off limits to drilling. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Less money in our pockets and higher gas prices has led to a decline in the number of people killed in car accidents. Government numbers this morning show just over 37,000 people died in crashes last year, the fewest since 1961. Drivers are logging fewer miles, and they're using seatbelts more than ever.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
It's never fun to catch a double dipper at a cocktail party. It can be pretty gross. That stomach-turning feeling is also being described by some lawmakers when it comes to a different kind of dipper, people who retire from a government job and get another job. Sally Herships filed this report.
Double dipping is reaching epidemic proportions in Florida. State Senator Mike Fasano thinks so anyway. He's trying to close a loophole in Florida's retirement law. Right now, some government workers can retire, start collecting their pension, and after 30 days go right back to work. They get paid and they get a pension. They double dip.
They shouldn't be allowed to come back and double dip while we have such high unemployment rates.
The worst thing, Fasano says, is that Florida municipalities are hiring double dippers and cutting jobs at the same time.
We're going to have to lay some people off and at the state government, at the county government, and at the city government. How do you look that person in the eye and say, we're doing away with your job, but we're going to keep the double dipper on?
State and city governments all over the country are hiring double dippers. It sounds controversial, but Max Steyer of the Partnership for Public Service says retirees are often the best candidates for the job.
They have already been trained. They can hit the ground running. They know what the problems are. You know how good they are. You can pick the very best.
Steyer says double dippers can be the cheapest option for municipalities. 2 years ago, for example, he says the State Department brought back retired employees to get through a massive backlog of passport applications.
Now, an alternative would have been for all those people to go work for a contractor and for the government to hire the contractor, and no one would have said boo, but the American people would have been out a lot more money.
Double dipping has attracted legislators' attention in New Jersey, New York, and Alabama. Bob Bain is a lecturer at Harvard School of Government. He says if someone double dips in the private sector, nobody bats an eye. But when public money is at stake, double dippers inspire moral outrage. Bain says that's unfair.
I don't think that people are behaving badly. They are actually behaving in a way that makes sense according to the rules.
Those rules vary widely. Some states have already made it more difficult to collect a pension and a paycheck at the same time. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
You can weigh in on this debate by going to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.